Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Since we are thick in the heart of your Earth season autumn, and I'm told that means layers, this leads to today's outerwear tip. What's the best way to layer? If you're like me, you wouldn't dream of leaving the abandoned government institute with a vast underground detention center without wearing your original layer of exoskeleton, a polar fleece, a light windbreaker, a heavy windbreaker, a morning cape, provided it's before 11 a.m., a playful scarf, but not too long, no one's getting in any TARDISes, Dickensian nightshirt, second polar fleece, copy of Polar Express, the thinnest layer of boiling water, and finally an inflexible plastic shell to protect you from free-roaming antibodies and having to make conversation with strangers. Try it yourself and share your variations. But above all, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt, please.
How you doing, bud?
Good. How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing okay. You know, I know Usador is very obsessed with the upcoming Wizard's Choice Awards.
Yeah.
I'm really just sort of trying to do good in Foon, like be the greatest warrior in all of Foon, like from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed.
Oh, Arnie, Micro Knight does good. You're doing well.
Oh, Micro Knight?
Yeah, you know Micro Knight.
He's that tiny little knight. He like jousts gnats. You know Micro Knight. He's on your hair right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Micro Knight.
Hi.
Is that why I don't have lice anymore?
Arnie, you got it.
You just talked over Micro Knight. Sorry, Micro Knight, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying I got the lice.
And he always talks real fast. Real, real fast.
Yeah, I gotta talk real fast.
Huh.
It's kind of his thing, Arnie.
Okay.
You can't. Can you hear him?
A little bit.
Why are you being such a punk?
We'll probably turn the audio up when we release the episode.
Oh, good.
Ha ha, Micro Knight. This is Lice. How about you? You will never vanquish me.
Bye to you, Lice. I hate you. Goodbye.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it's really cute. And his lance is so tiny, he can't really hurt anything, so it's just kind of...
What'd you just say about me?
Nothing.
Fuck you.
Sorry, his partner Lance is just really small.
Does Lance talk?
He can talk. I don't know if he wants to. I don't know if he will, but let's give a brief pause and see.
Hey, what's up?
Did you hear that?
I think so. Was that Lance?
Was that Lance? Arnie, come on. Micro Knight and Lance, come on. You don't know? You haven't heard the song?
You don't know the song?
Micro Knight and Lance?
No, let me hear the song.
The ballad's sung throughout the town.
Sing it, Chunt.
Oh, Micro Knight, one day he got drunk and he took a chance. He met a stout fellow who was tiny, named Lance. That's all of it. It's kind of a game, like kids can make up their own verses and lyrics. Mm-hmm. And
so you're saying there's not really a song, it's just people do sing-songy talking about Micro Knight.
It's a template.
Okay, yeah.
Have you heard of the Knights of the Template?
No.
It's a group of knights, and they thrive in secrecy. And they have all these songs. Well, they're not songs. They're sort of like a structure. So like a rhyme scheme or maybe like something to get you going, some like momentum, mm-hmm. You know.
But you can sing about them, whatever you sing about them becomes true through magic. So, wow. Arnie, do you want to have Micro Knight and Lance have done something? Because once you sing it, it actually will have happened.
I'm not great at making up songs off the top of my head.
Neither am I, but I still do it.
Template Knights. What rhymes with Excel?
Because
I'll do that one second.
Sex spell.
Sex spell. That's the problem then. Do you do Excel first or sex spell first?
Ooh, yeah, it's hard. That's hard.
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow.
Oh, Micro Knight flew right in his mouth. Oh, Micro Knight was on a moth and flew right in your mouth.
Oh, Usidor, did you kill Micro Knight?
No, he's fine. I've coughed him up.
Okay, good. Because Chen, whenever Chen introduces somebody to me, they always die.
It's true. Except for Algebra and Pretty Tommy Dumpling the Pony.
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive. I hope Arnie doesn't notice I just sewed together clumps of meat.
Well, and Micro Knight's fine. I just coughed him up, and he and Lance are over at the bar now and enjoying a tiny ale.
What's up?
Hey. Aww.
Well, what was I saying? Oh, the Wizard's Choice Awards. Yes, I am obsessed. I can't stop thinking about them. Oh, Arnie, you say that you're doing good, but I am doing something great.
Okay. We don't have to, like, it's not a competition.
Wow, Yusuf was kind of standing on his chair to be slightly taller than Arnie. This is weird.
I shall put on the greatest show of the millennia, the greatest Wizard's Choice Awards that there's ever been, and none can stop me. I shall use all my great wizardly power. All the heavens shall oop, and fire and lightning and rain shall rain down upon this event, creating those beautiful fireworks our stairs see.
Oh, Yusor is walking over to that vent in the bar. Oh, he's standing right over it. Oh, oh no. Yusor, protect your modesty.
I shan't. I shan't. All shall see everything that I have to put on display. And in more than this, at the Wizard's Choice Award, but a scant, probably less than 2 months away at this point.
Is it hard to schedule a big event when it's ambiguous as to exactly when that event is?
Yes. But wizards can't be pinned down. Oh, certainly I could send out some parchments with calligraphy all over them that say, come on, Thursday the 12th. And somebody would be like, whoa, I'll be there Thursday the 12th at 7 p.m. But then a wizard would say, nay, I shall arrive when I am ready to arrive. That's the thing about the Wizard's Choice Awards. At the moment they begin, all of the wizards will know at the exact same moment.
Ooh, I just got goosebumps, Arnie. I got goosebumps.
I know this is very unorthodox, and usually we read emails at the end of the episode, but I swear I was just looking at an email before we started recording that just says, Season 4, Episode 6. Usidor says the Wizard's Choice Awards is always on a Sunday.
Ew.
Hope I made it in time.
Oh.
Love y'all.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, it's always on a Sunday, but we're not going to say which one.
Actually, can I?
That's why I wouldn't send out that invite. That's Thursday. I'd look like a fucking idiot.
I was going to come clean because I did sing a song about Micro Knight and Lance that changed the date of the Wizard Choice Awards.
That's fine.
Okay, good. Because I might have magicked something that screwed up some scheduling. I'm sorry.
So wait, you can sing a song about Micro Knight and Lance and it will change anything? Not just stuff about them?
I don't know, Arnie. You tell me. Oh, there was a Micro Knight who one night got drunk and took a chance. He met a little stout fellow who was tiny and his name was Lance and Arnie was only 3 feet tall.
Arnie!
Where'd Arnie go? Arnie, where'd you go?
Here, let me help you back up into your chair.
Hey,
come
here,
Arnie. Come here. There you go, buddy.
Am I tiny now?
Oh, it's little Tarny. Hey. Little Tarny. Tiny Arnie.
Why does it have to change my name? I don't get it.
Well, I could do a portmanteau of Arnie and Tiny the other way, which would just be, just be Arnie, I guess. Tiny and Arnie the other way is just Arnie.
Oh.
So who's the guest this week?
Well, I didn't really have time to have a guest, so I thought about multitasking. There is something I need to do good. We've been working on deprogramming the Dark Lord, removing all of his memories.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mentis has been sucking the memories out of his head, as suggested by one of our listeners via email.
Suckers get sucked.
Suckers get sucked, exactly. So Blemish is almost 100% Blemish now with very few Dark Lord memories.
Mm.
And I've been thinking, we may not need Tourmaline. that much longer.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm not going to let her go. Arnie, that's a teenage dragon. Do you know how much fire and hormones are pulsating through her?
Well, that's my question. What is the greatest good? To let them go or to keep them trapped in the basement doing a job they actually aren't needed for?
Ooh. Can I just say it's so weird to see you still 3 feet tall, but your voice is kind of acclimated to present day, like regular Arnie. Does that make sense?
It's slowly reverting back.
Shh, shh, guys, here she comes, here she comes. Tourmaline!
Hey, I've got every single one of those. Oh, hi, boys. How's it going?
Hello, Tourmaline. How art thou today?
It's a momentous day. I finally completed my collection of cups.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a cup collector.
I know I wasn't, and then I was like, okay, hoard what's around you, right? Like,
sure.
Find bountifulness, find wealth where you are.
Hoard
right?
what you know. That's what they always say. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And this place is chock-a-block with cups. So I just started getting them, and now I got the whole set.
That's wonderful, Tourmaline. Mm. Have you ever thought about... Watch this. Have you ever thought about writing a college entrance essay about your cups?
Ooh.
Do they even let dragons go to college?
Sure. I the progressive ones, I hope so.
Yeah, imagine... Tourmaline, you go to college, you get dysentery, you defend your dysentery. Doesn't that sound magical?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Sorry, I had a cup in my throat.
Yeah, Tourmaline, you could go to Jizzle Knob, and this could be like a pilot episode for a spinoff where it's just Tourmaline at Jizzle Knob.
Don't you need to be like, have like wizardly prowess to go to Jizzle Knob?
I mean, I think dragons are inherently wizened and magical, and so yes. I think you could.
I mean, yeah, that's could, true. Yeah. I guess I could be a first, like, I don't know of any wizard dragons. Most dragons tend to be like, we're dragons first.
Right.
And wizards is like not something we mess with. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know if I'm ready to split my focus between my job and school, right? Like, this job market is so crazy and so hard. And sure, it's just sure. so nice to have, like, I've been thinking, like, so few people have a career, you know?
Yeah.
And I really yes. feel like I have a career. So I feel like I'm really happy with where I am right now. Like maybe school's in the future for me, sure. I'm just trying to live it full of bountifulness and sort of sure. like seek bountifulness as it comes. And right now I am bountiful of career.
Tourmaline, can I ask? I've always been curious and I know it's kind of gauche to ask. What is like the median, yearly hoard of a dragon?
You know, that really depends on where. So my cousin like holed up in a swamp, right?
Okay.
Like, I don't know if she was sure. in a swamp the last time we talked to, but she's super in a swamp right now, and she's like, ooh. It's a good change for me. It's like slowing down. And
just I'm to like, clarify, that's not a metaphor.
What do you mean?
Literally, she's in a swamp.
Yo, yes, but actually metaphorically sort of also by okay. my standards, right?
Sure.
Because I'm like, gotcha. Okay, you're like, what are we hoarding? You know, we're hoarding muck. We're hoarding slime. So like, for her, that's bountifulness, you know? Like for her, like for Skaleel, that like, she used to live in the mountains of Skaleel and like that was good for her, and now she's like, no, I need a change. I'm not a mountain girl. I'm a swamp girl. And so like now she's in the swamp and all the family's like, are you sure about this? And she's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna stay in the swamp for a while. But she's making like jack shit, to be fair. Like her hoard is garbage. I hate it. The whole family is laughing at her behind her back. I wouldn't even kill her for it. It's like not even worth it.
Probably a lot of vines.
So many vines, Usador.
Your family comes from Horde, right?
All dragons come from Horde, Chun.
Well, I just say, like if your cousin, you know, goes from the mountains of Skaleel to, you know, a swamp or something, it's not really, she'll be fine, right?
Oh, yeah, safety net okay. for days.
Yeah.
But, like, she's acting like a filthy little cobbled or something. It's, like, very weird. It's like, you're a dragon. Don't forget who you are.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what she's doing there. I suspect... it's about a guy or a girl with her. There's like probably like a muck monster there that she's like rebelling against the family or whatever. I'm like, okay, so like get fucked in the muck and then like come back. What are we talking about right now?
I get it. Swamp girl summer.
Oh, yeah. Once you go mop monster, you never get fuck monster.
You know, I've heard that, like, once you fuck swamp monster, you never want to fuck a swamp monster again. But that's just my personal experience. If she's finding bountifulness in the swamp, then, like, seek out that bountifulness.
Sure. And you also have to seek out bountifulness. You know, you have a great job here right now. But,
career.
You know, it's punching career. The clock and, like, how much more can you advance in that position? You know, it's hard to say.
I thought that, too, for, like, a long time. I was like, okay, keeping guard of the Dark Lord and the guy who is imprisoned the Dark Lord within his head. And he's, like, sort of mumbly and gross. By the way, more mumbly and gross and less Dark Lord lately, for what that's worth.
Oh, that's interesting that you bring that up. Yeah, yes, yes.
So, like, we... Talking is the wrong way to say it, but, like, I was like, hey, is there anything in this horde that's, like, interesting to you? And there was a lot of, like, mumbling and groaning, and I sort of stopped paying attention. And then I did sort of run out of space for my horde down here once I started hoarding, like, plates, and then I got all the plates, and then it was forks, and I got all the forks. So I just sort of started doing some, like, low-level excavation below to sort of expand the amount of square footage for said hoard.
I see.
So we have multiple basements now?
No. Just one basement, and then my hoard goes below that. That's mine.
Fair enough.
I don't know if you know how property law works here, but, like, where you build the floor, that's where your house ends. If I go under that and I put something there, that's mine now. Mm-hmm. Also, if I take it from you, it's mine.
Right.
And also, if I sit on it for long enough, it's mine. That's horde law.
Huh, that's just
okay,
the law.
Okay, could you get off me then? Could you please get off me?
Well, you're Chixie, Chunt. I almost had you. I'm going to get you by the end of the day. You're coming to mommy's horde.
That also reminds me, since you were talking about hoarding the plates and the cups, we need to take a quick break. Can I get anyone a handful of food? Well, do we take a break?
Last week has been bad. There's no cups or anything. It's real bad here.
Y'all take a handful of food.
I'll be right back with a trough and a handful of food.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Oh, Usador, you got Micro Knight a grain of rice? That's going to feed him and Lance for months.
Well, yes. I can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please.
Micro Knight is a great hero in his own right. But is he really paying the bills?
As I understand it, Lance does most of the actual work.
Right.
Oh,
Micro Knight's the base. I mean, look, he's a shiny, strong boy. He's small, but he's a shiny, strong boy. We love it.
If but a grain of rice should feed them for months on end. Why would I not share it? I already have a handful of rice.
Well, are you getting married, Usador?
What?
You have a handful of rice? Is there something we should know?
Oh, no, I just don't have any bowls or plates.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got some. Hold on.
Oh, can I borrow one?
Yeah, sure. Let me just see. Okay, this is brown, scratchy wood one. This is brown, scratchy wood other one. It's kind of a whole set, and I don't really want to get it dirty. Do you mind if we don't?
No,
I have some. No, hold on. There's got to be some there.
Arnie, I don't know if this is a set. I mean, even look at the cups. It's like cup, cup, cup with a chunk out of it. Cup, cup, cup with two chunks out of it. I don't know. I can't spot the differences.
I mean, but to be honest, most of the cups I've seen in All of Foon are just like subtle variations on a shitty cup.
How dare you?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can I show you cup? This is my favorite cup. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, please.
This one's metal chippy cup.
Oh, great. Now we're stuck in a conversation with a dragon about their cups.
Do you see it?
It's nice. Really nice.
Thanks. It took me a long time to get this one.
Wow. Tourmaline, tell me about this cup.
Are you really interested?
Yeah.
Because I just watched all six of your collective eyes sort of glaze over.
No.
Wait, hold on. You're my boys. You'll be honest with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Do you promise?
Yes.
Why are you just making weird humming noises? I need you to say words. Words of affirmation. I need bountiful trust right now.
Tourmaline, I turned Arnie 3 feet tall, so I think he's still getting used to his lung capacity.
Well, make him big again, because I need him big and honest. I need him bountiful.
Lance, Arnie regular size.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank
you. You can just mumble through it like that?
Yeah, it's all about the intent. Honestly, Micro Knight and Lance have way too much power.
It's crazy how much power they have. Not that. Their existence has given everyone who knows about it way too much power.
No, it's bad. We might just want to squish them. Sometimes the best problem, you gotta squish it.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if they can be killed. I mean...
Well, let me try. Let me put the possible in impossible.
Well, tell us about your cup.
What I was going to ask you, if you promise to be honest, was, is my horde sad?
It's a little sad.
Okay, well, let me show you all of it, though.
Okay.
Come down here with me a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go down to the sub-basement.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this is cups and plates.
Okay.
And then down here we have pieces of the floor that fell out when I was getting cups and plates.
Okay.
And then down here is the tunnel to the next section where I hoarded the dirt that I excavated from the tunnel to make this section.
Oh.
And
okay.
You see all these shelves? This is where I keep my collectible cat figurines.
Ooh, this one's waving at me. Yeah. Hi, buddy.
This one's for luck. And then this one's for money. And then this one's for money. And then this one's for money.
Arnie,
and then
I can't
this
tell the
one's
difference.
My favorite one, and it's for money.
Well, I can't help but notice a theme emerging about a coin and precious metals, money. And I don't think there are a lot of opportunities with these plates. To turn those into a hoard of, say, gold rubies or...
I was thinking, because the Strange Familiar does not have the most sort of affluent clientele, and it has been much harder to sort of... look, I'm trying to come at this from a place of bountifulness, but it has been really hard to make a hoard here. But I'm trying to be like so thankful because I know that I'm not like fucking swamp monsters like my cousin. Like I'm in a better place than that for sure. So
can I ask? And I don't mean to change the subject, but just for a moment, what is going on with your personal life?
Yeah,
you've been here in Nibblebottom for well over a year. How you doing?
It's good. I mean, the social scene's not great. It's just me and like the mumbly guy over there who's like increasingly less edgy. And maybe this says something about me, but, like, I do sort of miss some of the edge. The edge kept it fresh, you know? Sure. We had sort of like a will they, won't they, and it was a definite won't they, and I knew that, but like, I don't know if he knew that. And that felt, that made me feel powerful and good, and then I was like, girl, you need to stop. This guy is about to like throw himself off a bridge for you if he could, but you can't because he's trapped. But like, sort of metaphorically, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's been, I think I'm sort of losing my fucking mind a little bit.
Okay.
Because like the hoarding is not as good as I thought it would be. I thought people are going to keep storming this place to try to free the Dark Lord, and I'll sort of like wreck shop on them and take all their stuff. That has happened 4 times, and each time I got 1 cat figurine. This one is 1, and it brings you luck. And then 3 give you money. And that is all the treasure they had on them. You know what else they had on them?
What?
Plates and cups, which is the only thing that I also had.
Yeah.
I also see you have some coasters scattered around that you've painted gold.
Yeah. That was me trying to manifest bountifulness.
There's a beautiful tapestry that says Hoard Sweet Hoard.
Yeah. I made that on my 2nd week here. Now every time I look at it, I get a little bit angry.
I can see it scorched around the edges.
It's just like, I don't know. You want a legacy, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be known for doing something big and great, like killing your dad and taking all his stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone be like, wow, she did it. She killed her dad and took all his stuff.
Wow.
Like Usador, you're going to like host the greatest Wizarding Choice Awards that have ever been.
Certainly. The grandest. The most magnificent. I certainly, for centuries, people shall speak of them.
Where do you get that chair to stand on?
But for centuries, Tourmaline, the dragon kind will speak of you as well. For I believe if you put this out into the universe, you can kill your father and take his hoard.
Oh.
Honestly, thank you, Usinar. It's so nice. There's the voice in my head that says that to me, but it's so nice to have someone else's voice not in my head say that. And sure. Not from the mumbly guy who wants to jump my bones and is definitely never going to, but I like that he tries. You know?
He tries? Are you sure he tries? It's nice to be liked.
It feels to me like he's trying.
Okay.
There's a vibe. You're getting a vibe.
Yeah. Like, for example, I can tell right now, you're not trying to jump my bones right now. And that's smart, because I'd squish you and or sit on you, and then you're mine. Okay. By the way, Chunti.
Yeah, could you get off me, please?
Yeah, you better move. Mama almost had you forever.
Yes. Ooh, nice little squelch as I got out from under your scales. Now, Tourmaline, you've mentioned a few times killing your dad and taking his hoard. I'm not fluent in legalese, but don't you have a trust hoard set up where your father trusts you won't kill him, and if you do, you would lose some of that inheritance?
Oh, yeah, but there's like a huge loophole in that, which is that if I kill him, I am then in charge of the hoard. So I'm then the executor of making sure that I don't get paid out, and like...
Oh.
That's, you know, hoard law is sort of built to have loopholes inside of it.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
Which makes it really like sort of interesting and fun and sneaky and good. Oh my God, I do love hoard law. Maybe I should go to hoard law school.
Ooh,
that's
now we're talking.
Idea.
Yeah.
So many years, though.
I mean, I assume it's only 20 or 30 years.
Is it more respected in the dragon community to come from New Horde or Old Horde?
Old Horde. New Horde is swamp vine garbage. And, like, no matter how much my cousin tells you it's a horde, it's not. It's garbage. And she's not in love. She's in heat. And one day she'll wake up and realize that. And that's her journey. She's experiencing bountifulness, and that's fine.
And Tourmaline, as a dragon, is it better to be hatched from an east egg or a west egg?
You know, I'm a West Egg girl myself, but, like, I think that's a real coin toss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of, you were sitting on a coin. Look at this gold coin.
Where'd that come from? I would have noticed if a coin was in here. Hold on, Chunt, did you bring a coin in here to try to make me feel like I had accumulated a coin? Because I would know if I had a coin.
Yeah, I had you sort of make a gold coin.
Sorry, we thought it would be nice. A nice gesture.
Nice gesture.
Thank you.
John Usador, we can't come down to the sad, sad hoard and bring in more value than is already here.
I think some of these plates are nice. And I would love to have them back in the bar where we could eat off of them.
Usador, of course you think they're nice. When we started running the Strange Familiar, you went out and bought the worst plates.
What?
And no one likes them except for you.
They're tacky.
What do you mean they're tacky? They're wood, and some of them have chips out of them. Gives them character.
Thank you. I agree. And I don't know if I agree because I'm losing my mind or if that's actually what I think.
They're not tacky.
I just want to make sure that I'm not doing corundum here. My cousin's name is Corundum. Did I not say that?
No.
Corundum?
Yeah.
Corundum of Swampbucha?
Yeah, why? Oh my gosh.
She makes Swampbucha? She's the dragon that makes Swampbucha?
Wait.
That thing's really catching on.
I thought she was joking. Are you telling me that that took off?
Yeah, everyone's talking about Swampbucha.
Even I've heard of Swampbucha, and I'm old and I don't know anything.
It's like nasty swamp water that went bad. People like that?
Yeah, there's little fish eggs in it.
It has little fish eggs in it. That's fun.
Is it fun? Oh, no. Am I the Corundum? Am I the one with the swamp horde of garbage? And Corundum has Swampbucha? I gotta kill that bitch and take her stuff. Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
Well, we'll unpack that in just a minute, Tourmaline. But first, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Tourmaline, we have a giant scroll with your entire family tree. Who are you going to kill?
My dad. And then Corundum. Are you trying to, like, five-year plan with me right now?
We're just blue skying. We just want you to fly off into the blue sky.
Okay. Obviously, my goal would be to kill my dad and take his stuff.
Sure.
Right? So, like, that's my end game. Maybe now, if we're starting slow, if I leave here, which I think if it's okay with the three of you, I probably will. I'll just eat the contract or sit on the contract, and then the contract is mine, and then I can just sort of edit the contract.
Clearly, sure. That's your idea.
Or honestly, just do it and dare the three of you to stop me.
Sure.
I guess that would be another way to go about it.
If you dared a wizard to stop you, we would see the most magnificent battle as we engaged in fiery torment and hell, and the forces of light and goodness to engage one another. But you can go if you want.
Oh my gosh, Usidar, I would be honored to try to kill you and take your stuff. Can I just be like...
How about we just do 1 minute of you two trying to kill each other?
Okay.
And minute starts now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Prepare. The light shall find a way into thine very heart and crush it.
Oh, Tormund just bit him.
Usidar. Find out what happens.
Knock me over.
Usidar, you're all talk. You gotta do something.
You gotta do something.
The enemy's not gonna wait for you to talk.
My robe is wrapped around my leg. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Stop, bitch.
How's he standing over another vent?
I stepped into a bucket.
Wait. Pause.
Okay. He just kicked himself in the head.
No, pause. That's my bucket.
Hold on. Time out.
Sorry about your bucket.
This is part of my bucket horde. Okay, it goes here on the side.
Well, there are a couple, there are like four or five buckets over there.
Sorry about your
bucket.
I know,
I almost have the whole set. No, it's fine, it gives it character.
Okay, and time beckon.
Let the goddesses
stop,
firing.
Stop!
Breath come out.
Oh, Usor got stumped. Usor, buddy, hey, stop. Stop saying what you're going to do and just do something. Yeah, use magic.
Look, I appreciate it because this is an audio medium, but still.
You can't say weather in tune to thunder does stomp. You just got stomped on. You got, if you were human, you'd be dead.
It's not my fault that I have to call down the power and the fury of the goddesses and a dragon just has to step on me. I think in the long run, if we're going for more than a minute, maybe we'd see a different result than what you're
saying. I think so, too, if I'm being totally honest. I feel like I had you on the ropes.
Wait, Usador, in all your hundreds of years, have you ever fought, like, a fast-moving foe?
Sure, yeah. Remember that time I fought that slime?
Pretty slow slime. You also fought Slothosaurus, who was pretty slow.
Dr. Cold.
Who else? Half speed. Remember that mage half speed?
Fought half speed.
Who
you fought Tortimus, right? That was you?
Tortimus. I took down Tortimus.
We've got to get Tortimus on the podcast.
Tortimus the Evershell is dead as dust, my guy. That's how that fight ends.
Yeah.
I mean, unless.
Killed him dead.
Wait, was his soul still trapped within his shell only to be released in a time of great need?
Yeah, that's very possible.
Then he might be around.
Yeah, I think we'd probably get him if we, you know, talk to his people.
You killed the stuttering saint.
Karma there. For a multitude of reasons.
I killed Brumheed, the reluctant.
Tommy Two Times, the guy who says everything twice.
That one was easy, because I would say something, and he would say something, but then he would say it again. Idiot.
You killed that wizard who's just like a dresser, remember?
Yeah.
It's like a dresser of drawers.
That's right.
With a robe and a hat.
Never got those library books.
You killed him with an axe, I think. Somebody might have just placed their robe and hat on.
Yeah, that sounds like you hit a dresser with an axe.
I'm going to be honest. That wasn't the most wizardly thing I've ever done.
It was not your finest moment.
Agreed.
Listen, I think you need to treat yourself with bountiful kindness, because if I looked at me now a year ago, I would see a crazy lady who has a bunch of buckets and cups and plates. Sure. That's not the dragon that I want to be, but I have to show her love because that's also the dragon I am. So I'm going to try to grow from that. But we are where we are, you know. Sometimes we're in the basement below a pretty bad tavern.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. We should love ourselves, Arnie. It doesn't matter what size you are, Chunt. It doesn't matter what size you are.
Yeah, Chunt. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're slightly under one of my feet.
Watch out!
Sneaky
oh, that was
boy.
Close. That was so close. How do you only ever notice it when she says it?
Because at first it feels good.
Yeah.
That's part of the game for me. I have to know that you know. Because honestly, I don't want to. If you don't want to be claimed, I'm not claiming you. You know what I'm saying?
No, I like the game. I like the back and forth. You know, it's kind of fun. I have to be on my guard, as it were. So I'm happy to keep playing.
Otherwise, I'll squish you and kill you and own you. That's right.
Tourmaline, have you thought about, potentially just getting a different job? Of some sort, in the interim, before you get to the point where you're ready to kill your father and take his hoard, is there anything that could fill that time? Or maybe you need to take a class? Is there a class that would help?
Well, I'm trying to think of what's maybe like a step down. If I'm not ready to kill my dad and take his stuff,
sure.
Maybe I'm ready to like break his leg and steal his identity. Maybe that's where we're at now, for now.
Huh.
So maybe that's what I'll do.
How would you steal his identity?
Now, that's the part that's actually really interesting to me, Arnie, because it turns out that a dragon's identity is actually concealed in part of their hoard. So if you get it, then you basically have it.
Interesting.
Because when we have to sign things in hoard law, we stamp it with an item to let us know it's us because our hands are sort of... I mean, we can turn into humanoid for it and sign stuff, but then that's not a dragon signature. A dragon signature needs to be notarized with a piece of the hoard that, like, you put the wax on it and you stamp the thing on it. For example, my dad's is, like, a real big... He says it's a trident, but I'm pretty sure it's a rake that he dipped in gold. Mm. And so it's like that. He stamps it on a big thing. And so any document that is his is notarized by a big, let's be honest, rake stamp.
Oh, I know how to tell the difference. How many prongs does it have?
Like 17.
That's a rake.
That's a rake.
He said it was a 7 to trident. And I said, you idiot, I'm going to kill you and take that from you. And then he said, not today.
Does he feel threatened when you say stuff like that? Is he on guard? Or
I think of all of my siblings, he is pretty wary of me, but not as much as some of my older brothers.
Okay. Mm.
Well, that seems a bit sexist on his part.
Yeah, it's about for not a lot of foresight, too, seeing as I've already killed most of them and taken all their stuff.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So wait, where's your former hoard?
What?
Where's all this other stuff you've already stolen?
It got taken.
Oh. Oh, no. By another dragon?
No, that's the embarrassing part. It was by a magpie. It took it slowly over a long period of time.
Oh, no. So it was like a vacation award and you just weren't there?
No, I was there. I was just really, really focused.
Do you know what I'm focused on?
You guys know Blood Island?
Yes, of course. Everyone knows Blood Island.
I was watching so much Blood Island, and I just couldn't turn myself away from Blood Island. But, and then when I turned around, friggin' magpie took all my stuff.
Oh, Tourmaline, have you seen Scrying 4 of Blood Island, where there's like the floating eye in the bikini, and she's like, babe, babe, hat, can you put some sunscreen on my back?
Yes. Oh, she played the game so well. So much blood.
Should I get into Blood Island? I keep hearing a lot about Blood Island. If you're not already into Blood Island, don't get into Blood Island.
Yeah, it's a real commitment. I mean, look, it's a good time, but ooh, boy, is it a time suck. Ooh. And if you're not careful, a dumb little bird will take all of your shit on the sly.
Tourmaline, if I may, this is your hitting a dresser with an axe moment.
That's bad.
That's very bad.
It's not great.
A magpie? And you must have heard it. I mean, magpies famously little songsters.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. The little song it was singing, I thought was coming from Blood Island. I was like, Blood Island has really changed up its sort of soundscape this time. Yeah. It's normally a lot of screaming.
So wait, a magpie came into your horde making a lot of noise the whole time.
A bunch of noise, yeah?
Oh, wait a minute. You saw Arnie. I think, a little song. Tourmaline, what do you want most in this world right now?
To kill my dad and take his stuff, or at the very least, to break his leg and steal his identity.
But nothing rhymes with identity.
The Lance, the Micro Knight, the Stout, the Broken Leg and Horde.
Whoa! Look at all this horde.
Whoa. Got a rake at least. I guess we got the leg and the identity. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, Chunt. This doesn't feel like I earned it. This feels like we used a way too powerful magic loophole to just sort of, like, jump me to the end. But it is galvanized me to get out there in the world and, like, be the bountiful bitch I want to be, you know?
Yeah, you're a bountiful bitch. And Arnie Eustor.
You can't say that. I can say that.
Sorry.
Oh, Chunt.
No, I thought it was empowering. Chunt's I'm sorry.
We made it this far, and now Chunt's been canceled.
Fuck. Well, I will say, Arnie, you, sir. Sadly, I agree that we should probably kill Micro Knight and Lance. Tourmaline, would you mind, sitting on them, eating them, whatever you want to do?
Yeah, I'll sit on them and make them mine. No one should have this much power except for me.
Also, Tourmaline, if you move out, don't forget that bucket, which clearly is your identity piece. Like, you were so loving about it.
You could tell that's what I stamped my legal documents with.
Yeah.
I'm going to upgrade it, I think. What if I dip it in gold and call it a mace? You think I believe it's a mace?
I mean, it makes you your father's daughter. I mean, because that was definitely a rake.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I've been too hard on the old man. I'm still going to kill him and take his stuff, though.
Sure.
Well, you've given me a lot to think about, boy. Is there anything I can do for you on my way out of here?
Do you have any objects of power that would be useful for us?
Oh, yeah. I got some great objects of power. What are you looking for?
Oh. Oh,
okay, hold on. Let me get it.
Multifaceted gemstone with great power. What could it be? I don't know.
I kind of like those cats. Can we have one of the cats?
Okay. This is my favorite cup.
Making a big... Big to do, okay.
You know what's weird about it? This is my favorite cup because it's solid and you can't put anything into it. And yet, you can.
Huh.
Hmm.
See how it glows all weird when you try to pour stuff into it? But it doesn't go into it. But at the same time, it does go into it.
Hmm.
How friggin' trippy is that? I've poured so much stuff into this cup and it doesn't go into it. But also, it goes into it. And then it's gone. But it never was in it in the first place. I think it's sort of reality breaking. I'm not sure how it's useful, but it is one of my favorite things.
I need that magical gold. Just give me that. Well, what would you be willing to trade for your solid cup that glows and absorbs things?
Okay, Usador. How's your ticket hookup to the Wizard Choice Award?
Well, I can invite whoever I like to attend, so you are more than welcome, of course. And
I want box seats. I want seats that are shaped like a big box, big enough for me, because seats are uncomfortable, but boxes are great. I fits, I sits, baby. I want to get in a big box that's too small. Almost gotcha.
Close one, close call.
You get me box seats to the Wizard Choice Awards, and this little glowy guy is yours today.
Consider it done.
Here you go.
Plus, Tourmaline, well played. There's going to be so much crazy treasure at this Wizard's Choice Awards.
Can I be honest with you, Arnie?
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be a bloodbath. I'm going to kill so many wizards and take so much stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay, just don't kill anybody I like. Is that fair?
All right, give me a list. Who do you like?
I don't know. Just kill whoever.
Okay. Wow, really fell off your convictions fast there, huh, bud?
Hey, Usador. Hey, yeah, Usador.
Yes. What?
I saw you pull an axe out of your hat, and you were eyeballing that shift robe in the corner.
Yes.
Don't. It's not worth it, buddy.
Why not?
That's nothing. Tourmaline put a tie and socks on that dresser, but I think those are just like clothes. I don't think that shift robe is like a person.
All right, fine. I won't do it, but I'll keep an eye on it.
All right, I'm going to go kill Corundum and see if I can take her Swamp Bucha Empire. Bye!
Well, look at that. The transmission is over just in time for me to stop doing other things in an effort to avoid hearing it. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Tourmaline Dragonteen was played by Parallel Universe voice of Garfield, Zach Reno. Check out Zach's improvised musical podcast, Off Book, wherever you get your podcasts. And check out his improvised musical TV show, Play It By Ear, on Dropout TV. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Adam Smith, Dalen Sage, Kip Andrews, John from Houston, Ben Gold, Rakesh Gua, Sam Lind, Coco Martin, Michaela Kellaway, Enjoyer of Entertainment, Michaela, are you lost? Jason Seagraves, Mac, Devin Whitfield, Andrew Paul, and Valentine Scald. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Well, that went as about as well as we could expect. It was her idea to leave. That worked out very well.
Now we got to move all these cups and plates back up all these floors.
I think we just leave them down here, and I think we order new plates, but we don't tell Usador. Like, we order the plates and cups we want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Usador's taking an axe to that shift robe.
Take that, you foul creature. No more shall you haunt this quarter.
It's screaming. That was something. That was something.
You have uncovered my truest form.
Burn, Shifaro, burn!
The dark will have you, wizard.
Not today. Not today.
Wow, Usador, that was impressive.
And let me now, with my new magical rock, cast a spell that makes all the cups and plates dance back upstairs.
Oh.
They're just fucking. The plays and cups are just fucking. That's not a dance. That's they're smashing themselves against the wall.
Everything's back to normal.
It all makes perfect sense.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.